This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 8/16/22. The name of the patient is Janet Allen. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead file, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Allen, A-L-L-E-N, space J. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 8/16/22. Referring physician, Supathra Karunanathi, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 67-year-old female with history of hypertension and VPCs for stress test on medication, parentheses, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, correction under clinical history, add 67-year-old female with history of abnormal ECG, hypertension, and VPCs. To continue, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm with VPCs, comma, abnormal R-wave progression, comma, consider IPWMI of indeterminate age, parentheses, low voltage leads V3 through V6 compared to prior ECG. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70, baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 8 minutes, 2 minutes into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 150, parentheses, 98% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 180 over 80. With a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 27000, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had an initially normal blood pressure response to stress, but with an accelerated hypertensive blood pressure response to stress in the last stage of stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 115 over 80 and a heart rate of 78 at the end of the recovery period. There were frequent VPCs at baseline throughout stress and in recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and a fair to good quality for parasternal views and a fair quality for apical views. Period. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and a fair to poor quality for parasternal short-axis view, but a fair quality for parasternal long-axis view and apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets, decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had an initial normal blood pressure response to stress, but with an accelerated hypertension, but with an accelerated hypertensive blood pressure response to stress in the last stage of stress. Period. Findings consistent with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication and or a deconditioned response to stress at the last level of deconditioned response to stress as the patient attained her functional capacity. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were VPCs throughout the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, the normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.